This is for anybody lingering from the old audience. We have moved from audio to video, but the original feed does not feed the video. I don't know why, so I thought I'd pop in on the people who are still taking the original feed. I am Pat Boggs. It is Mockery Rocks, and I am also putting things that I have written on Substack. Do you know Substack? Substack, Patrick Boggs. And I talked about Thursday, Mokuyobi in Japanese. And then I said, well, that video doesn't look so good. So I didn't actually publish what I said at that time. But sometimes. Sometimes things I think I should make topics for the radio show or the podcast or both are from news services like Reuters News Service or the Associated Press. The Associated Press has a subheading that I had failed to notice until last Friday. AP, Associated Press, fact check. What needed to be checked in my favorite example was not from a competing news service, but just from social media users claiming a video shows a library in France, I said France, set ablaze by rioters during unrest from police killing a 17-year-old guy. That was in France, but it was not in France. The building in the video was not in that country, but in the Philippines. Not an important library, but a post office. And the time was at least a month prior to the problems in France. Spokespersons for Manila's Public Information Office, which provided the aerial footage, two, the Associated Press didn't respond to an email seeking comment. Who provided the same footage to social media users who seemed so confused? We cannot get that from the AP. As for the blaze in the Philippines, officials say the fire started in the basement of the 100-year-old structure and raged for hours before being brought under control in May. The Philippine Postal Corporation, which was housed in the building, along with the country's main mail sorting distribution operations, has said the building, as historic as it might have been, will be restored. I did not see that building, that post office, when I was in the Philippines more than 20 years ago. I had never been outside the U.S. until moving to Japan. From Japan, I have been to South Korea and the Philippines just for things related to my visa, which leads to the topic. Have you, dear reader, as I wrote on the Substack, dear listener for the audio, ever been outside of your home country? You are granted a tourist visa automatically if your home country has diplomatically good relations with the country you desire to enter. Most tourist visas are good for like 90 days. One could have homes in two countries and bounce between them with 2.5 months in each, never getting a working visa or returning to the home country. I think that anyone would need a lot of money for that kind of lifestyle. Bobby had that kind of money. I wrote of chess grandmaster Bobby Fischer doing that bounce in my book, which did not sell more than a dozen copies. The title is Literate Like You, and you can find it if you search that title on Amazon. Another thing is that we have an assumption, if we are American, that other countries have travel restrictions because they must be oppressive, but we don't know why we think they are oppressive. We just assume that thing. I am ashamed that I had some kind of attitude like that even here in Japan in my first year of teaching. Your government didn't let you go to other countries after World War II, I said with a question mark. And they said, it wasn't the government, it was only that our economy needed to grow so that we could afford it. Like my attitude needed to change, maybe yours is similar in regard to Russia. I know a young Russian lady. No, I don't know her except from her YouTube. She is young, and yet she has taught English in Vietnam. That was in the South. More recently, her YouTube shows her visiting North Vietnam in the North. She found more images or emblems of the Soviet Union than she might see in Russia. Some kids spoke to her in English in North Vietnam. Now, I thank you for listening, as I always thank you for listening. If you want to see and listen to old Patrick as I do video, we have Patreon for that. More recently, Patreon lets people take a chance and try the episodes of the podcast before paying a little money. But I have to do many, many, many episodes before that's reasonable. But I will do that somehow, some way, someday. And then we also have the expiration date, which means I'm going to give up on doing audio or video if we don't get enough people on Patreon. That will be late October, theoretically.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom. Ah!